It's unclear when high school athletics will begin practice and competition again. Spring seasons were canceled, and off-season sports aren't allowed to practice until summer at the earliest. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider spoke with Tim O'Malley, the outgoing executive director of the Western Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic League, about the loss student athletes are experiencing.
You know, although interscholastic athletics play a very vital role in what it is that the kids do and what it is that they certainly want to do, it's a small part of what it is that we as a society are being confronted with. And it's a shame. And it's a shame what it is that we as a group are all going through. So I don't want to minimize what it is and the impact that it's had on interscholastic athletics and academic pursuits of young people. But again, I think that it's a very small part of what it is that we're all enduring today.
Definitely. I think, though, for teenagers, I mean, this is what a lot of kids look forward to, right? This is why a lot of students are motivated to be good students, is that they get to play their sport.
Well, I think kids are motivated, you know, academically. The seniors had looked forward to their prom. The seniors had looked forward to their graduation. And obviously the senior student athletes that pursued or accepted the challenge of interscholastic athletics had looked forward to a spring season. And all of those things, unfortunately, have been negatively impacted by this pandemic. And these kids will rebound, they'll adjust, and they'll be telling their grandkids about it and how it is that they adjusted to it, you know, 40, 50 years from now.
Is there any way to make up spring season sports?
No. The PIA has discontinued them. Spring sports, as we had come to know them, have been canceled.
How will this impact, you know, seniors who are hoping for scholarships?
The word scholarship's a misnomer. Most of those student athletes that were being pursued by that had an interest in going on and continuing their athletic involvement at the collegiate level, if in fact they are scholarship type, those kids have been identified. Most kids going into their senior year in their spring sports have identified the postgraduate institutes that they wish to attend and what it is that they're going to pursue, be it academically and or athletically. So they're taken care of. That won't be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any idea of when or what the fall season will look like?
Interscholastic sports cannot begin until at least July 1st. There can be no conditioning. There's no off-season training. Everything is off the table through June 30. And again, that's going to be a wait and see as it relates to the governor and what the governor does and where it is that this state is and where it is that we go back. And if you ask me on a personal basis, would I have a concern? I do in regard to what it is that's being talked about from the intercollegiate level and what it is that their concerns are. And will that matriculate to the high school level? That's something that I think remains to be seen, but it obviously is of a concern.
Do you have any idea of how many jobs in Western Pennsylvania have been either lost or impacted that were tied to high school sports? Because, I mean, you have officials, coaches, bus drivers. There has to be kind of this domino effect, I assume, happening.
Well, I'm sure there is. You know, from the coaching standpoint, I believe the governor stepped in and indicated that all the public school spring coaches should be paid for their services they typically would have been. Obviously, the PIA registered game officials didn't have any events to work so that they couldn't do that. Again, whoever it is that the school districts might independently contract with to transport the student athletes from point A to point B, again, that would be certainly up to them in regard to you know, the fulfillment of those contractual obligations. But certainly there's a trickle-down effect, as it is with anything that's been postponed and canceled. So a number of people have been impacted.
That was Tim O'Malley, the executive director of WPIL, speaking with WESA's Sarah Schneider.